1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And when we went to break, I had to cut you off there, Carl, and I do apologize for that. But you want to finish what you were telling me real quick, and then I have a question for you, and I don't know if this is pertinent, but if you want to finish telling me, please do so.
Well, in essence, they just came out and they told me that because I was in a floodplain, I had to remove all the living space in the floodplain. And they don't acknowledge the fact that they're grandfathered in. These properties were built, you know, in the 60s, and the other property had been, you know, built in the 40s. Well, way before the ordinances. And so out here, that's what they do. They victimize, and typically these are older homes with older people that don't want to fight, you know, and they don't realize that they have constitutional and civil rights that these people are violating. And they just randomly run around and just record notices on your, you know, on your property, and they terrorize these people, us, you know. And this has gone on now with the homes. They wanted me to demolish my homes, just the lower units, and I fought them, and now it's been 4 years that I've been fighting. So we finally landed up in court, and we just won a ruling that the court says that, indeed, I had all the permits and the proper documentation. So now they've violated my civil rights, so I've turned the tables, and now I've filed a three-part lawsuit. So now I'm going in for my civil rights violation because this is what they've done. You know, they should never, and that's what the judge said, that there should never have been any violations put on there, and that's a huge thing. So it was a great win for us. So now I've just got to, you know, sock it to them, if you would.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have one question for you, and I was thinking about this as you were talking, because you're familiar with how titles operate and that stuff, and title insurance. It made me think about that whole MERS scandal where they have no, you know, are you familiar with what I'm talking about, that these mortgages weren't recorded correctly, and who owns title, who actually holds the mortgage, and that stuff for some millions of mortgages here in this country? And I was just thinking about that whole fiasco, how that would play out, because what a better way would there be? I mean, you know, and what a better way there would be for them to be able to blow people off their land in one fell swoop by claiming there's no direct title available, you're off the land because you're just a squatter, you don't have the right to be on that land because there's no way to prove, you can't say who's got the title because nobody knows who's got the title with that whole game with all those mortgages that were thrown around out there for so long. So I'm just wondering what your thought is on that. If any at all.
Well, I think that that's what I think is that if you have problems, that's one of the first places you need to look at is your title insurance, because a good title company will be able to go back to that dirt when it was patent. You know, it goes way back. So that's how I managed to fight the first structure that I had. And then, but the county would not recognize even the title insurance on it. And that's so bogus, because when you buy a property, you go to a licensed realtor, which my husband is. He's been licensed for 20 years. Then you go to a title insurance company. So that's valid. You know, that's the most legal documentation that you have.
Sure,
And these guys went ahead, the county went ahead and notified the lender that there's code enforcement violations on there. And now the judge, when she said that was a huge win for us. But that's one of the things that people should do is go to their title papers and search their document and go and walk into the title insurance, because they should have all the documentation all the way back to when that home was constructed.
Okay.
So and I don't know, Maggie, if you've ever heard of straighttalknews.org. In California here, there's a group, and they've gotten together, and they have a lot of prominent people that are fighting the county, and they have some wonderful, wonderful documentation available on their website, and you just click it and you can go to the court cases and read. And that's how I started my fight, and we've actually substituted in and got rid of the attorneys, and with the
Carla,
help of a mentor.
I gotta go to break again. Listen, Carla, hang in there, and we're going to break, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto microscopic openings on the walls of ferrous-based metal. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and costs, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engine, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting application. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need TeraVim. TeraVim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesin, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and TeraVim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TeraVim.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease. A phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and the call-in number this morning, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, there's a contact button on there. If you want to get in touch with me, please do so. And, Carly, you want to finish up real quickly, because I've got another caller I'd like to take, so... If you're still with me.
Anyone begins and they have problems with code enforcement, know your rights. You have a lot of rights that, you know, they just can't come onto your property. These are all,
can I interject something?
Sure you can. Go right ahead.
Now, I understand that she's very helpful and she's very knowledgeable and she does have a lot of good points. But I just have to throw something in that she is intelligent. She knows how to combat these people. For every person like her, there's 100 families that are moved off their property, and they're left on the street with nothing. And the insidious ways, hang on a second, the insidious ways that they work, these people don't have the wherewithal, and they don't have the money. They've got nowhere to go. They're put off their property, and then the county brings in animal control, and their horses and their animals and their dogs and their cats, they're all taken, and they're basically put under the county's control. The people have no place to live, and then they stretch the court cases out until the people have to pay this enormous feed bill. This is just one ruse they use, and
yeah.
They don't have the time. They don't even have a telephone. They don't even have a bathroom, see? So
yeah.
You're missing the point
yeah.
on that.
Yeah.
I really appreciate what the woman's saying, but there's many people that don't have the wherewithal, and I'm done.
Okay. Caroline, I want to thank you for calling, and I will look up the Straight Talk News, and I'll put a link to my website on there. And if you'd like to email me, Carla, some information, I'd appreciate it. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. We've got another caller. Listen, you know, Kim, I wanted to, when I first talked to you, you had said like five different points of how they pick out who it is they're going to come after. And you said it very succinctly. Do you remember that conversation, what you had said to me? They go after the old people and the infirmed. And
well, just
the,
like it was yesterday. I deal with this every day. I have people come by my house. I had 70 people come by my house last Saturday, and I had over 100 on Sunday because I guess I'm a focal point because they know I'm going to jail and they want to know how they can stop themselves from going to jail. They don't have the money for attorneys.
Yeah.
Most of them are on the street. They still have to make the land payment. They still have to make their truck payment. They have no place to park their truck. A lot of them are truckers. You're not allowed to park a commercial vehicle now on A1 property. It's enormous fines, and then they'll tow it or they'll impound it. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But see, until it reaches a strata of society, until they've worked their way up the food chain to people that have more predominance, and nobody's going to care, and that's what they're working on right now.
Yeah, they're picking off. It's like an animal hunting.
You're getting the weak elk.
Yep. They're going for the weakest link right now, and then they will move up the food chain. You're right, Kim. And that's one of the things that I think people don't realize, and that's why I reiterate that poem by Pastor Niemöller. The point is that they're going to take out people sector by sector by sector, and these people whose palms they're greasing so that they can steal people's property, you know what? Sooner or later, they're going to come to you as well because that's how the game is played. And if people remember what happened to the SA, the brown shirts, and Ernst Röhm, who was the leader of them, Hitler took him out at the end of the game as well, and that's how the game is played. Now, you're a useful idiot between now and that point in time, and you think you're on the inside looking in, and you think you've got a seat at the table. You don't have a seat at the table. It's a big hustle, and that's what these fools need to recognize. That right now, they think they're sitting pretty, and they're fat cats, and hey, you know, I'm one of the in crowd. They're not the in crowd at all, because there's only a handful of people who are going to be the in crowd. There's millions of others who are going to be the useful idiots who enable them to get to the pinnacle that they desire to be on. So, listen, I want to bring on, we've got Chris in Nevada. Chris, hey, how you doing today?
Hey, Maggie, but I have to tell you, I am just beside myself with the thought of that gentleman going to jail for a minor code enforcement violation. I know of one in Florida. They put him in jail for 10 years, and I've tried to get them some information on Amnesty International and some others. This is absolutely an abomination to God. This is corruption in its worst and highest form. Frederick Bastiat wrote an insightful treatise in the 1800s called The Law that you can Google online and find it and download it yourself. But it speaks to this insidious problem. It's a cancer that's creeping over the nation. These bureaucrats, in fact, have abuse their license and privilege of operating in the interest of the people and converted it to a pretense to racketeer and commit felonious violations against the people to steal their property and violate the law. Let me tell these people there is an important case, a federal case, that they need to know about. I got it from the USAM, the United States Attorney General's website, called Rotella, R-O-T-E-L-L-A, E versus Wood, W-O-O-D. It speaks to racketeering under Title 18, 1961. And the problem is these people are in these fiction of law admiralty courts. They have a gold fringe flag in that court that tells you it's an entirely different jurisdiction than what we believe we're in. We believe we are going to get justice and fairness when we go before these courts. These are all officers of the court, the prosecutor, the clerk, the judge, the attorney you hire. Attorney comes from an old word that means to turn about or change, and that's specifically what they do. These people are all working in concert to steal your money and destroy you financially, steal your property, ruin you by any means possible. If you take a look and see what's going on, like the gentleman spoke up before, it's the same people serving you the notice, dragging into courts where the boards of supervisors have appointed the judges. When you appeal, it goes to the board of supervisors. And until you get it out of this fraudulent court system, these are private, foreign-owned, operated, and corporate courts of the private, foreign-owned, and corporate counties, of the private, foreign-owned, and corporate states, of the private, foreign-owned United States of America. when you check that you're a United States citizen instead of an American national, you are exposing yourself to the impact of the 14th Amendment federal citizenship that was created back then under that scheme to entrap and enslave everyone under the guise of freeing the slave. And it's insidious. It's crazy. They need to get out of these criminal administrative courts, file their appeals in their superior courts, if need be, the district courts of the U.S. under common law and the Article III courts of justice in order to get shed of these violations. It does. You may have to get an attorney if you're not bright enough to stay the law yourself, and they count on that. They psychologically torture you by serving you these violations, extorting money from you, threatening to demolish your property, take your animals, throw you in jail. These are all extortionate activities operated under a racketeering scheme to destroy the people and invoke communism.
Chris, I have a couple other callers, but what I'd like you to do, if you would, please, if you would email me some information on this, and I'm going to pass it along to all of the people that I have on my list to send this out, send this information that you refer to give them that information. So if you could send something to me in writing, I'd appreciate it. And I want to thank you for listening, Chris, and I thank you for your call. We've got a couple other callers. Kim, Shirley, Jody, have any comments, anything you'd like to say?
A couple of questions and a comment, a question for Shirley, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
Was your property the only one targeted there in the area where it's located?
Oh, yes, it was the only one targeted. And also, I was just getting ready to make a comment that I have clear-cut evidence of discrimination, the way they have handled my code enforcement office here in Pensacola says they only file citations and violations when they receive a complaint. Why was someone complaining about me that doesn't live in my neighborhood? Why was all of the other properties that I brought to the attention and made a complaint on ignored and closed without any fines or violations posted on them? Why was I the only one targeted? That is discrimination.
Absolutely.
Yes,
the person that called in on you, his name is Anonymous.
Anonymous?
No, that they use it all the time. They couldn't bring one person to my trial that they said it had made a complaint on me. Not one.
Oh, no, I do have the name of the complainant, though. I went and did a public records request and pulled all the information. But he is a member and possibly a board member of the Perdido Key Association, who is in probably close communication and business with this Oyster Bar Marina restaurant. And he's probably a good friend of Commissioner Valentino, who has ignored all emails and all phone calls put into him over the past 3 months. Looking to resolve this issue, he has not even responded.
Yeah, yeah.
You answered your own question.
A question for you. There where you live in Acton, California, and the Antelope Valley, what is your take on why it seems, well, it seems to me that there's an effort there ongoing to clear out the Antelope Valley?
They think housing tracts are coming back, and they want to position themselves. If they can, it's called checkerboarding. I read up on it. When they checkerboard, you take properties that don't seem to be in sync with each other, but what it does is it positions them later on so they can eminent domain and say it's for the good of all. And then they can shove out even people that are wealthy and have attorneys. They can push them out of the way because they have the eminent domain.
Yeah,
that's the answer to that.
Yeah, Joe, this is all part of UN Agenda 21 because the goal is to drive people off their lands. Everyone will be living in pack and stack housing in these urban growth boundaries. And only the elitists will be on the prime land. Everybody else will be like a sardine in a can, and we will be slaves in these slave camps that they are going to be creating. So,
well, they'll need us to take care of their golf courses, see?
Yeah, look. Yeah, there you go. Hey, listen, we're going to go to break in about another minute, but when we come back, Kim, I want you to talk about your PhoneHenge on a website or Facebook page or of that for me so that people can have the link to find that as well. And then we've got a couple other callers that we'll bring on after the break. I've got Bob in California and Tom in Indiana. I know you're there. Hang in there, guys. I will bring you on when we come back from the break. Listen, everybody, this is Maggie, and that's the Cue Music. We are going to break. We'll be right back. Hang in there.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call in this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm speaking with Kim Fahey, Shirley Pfister, and Joe Salas. They are all associates of a group called Face Off, F period, A period, C period, E period, off. One of the websites is CaliforniaFaceOffMovement.blogspot.com. There's one for each state. If you go in to CaliforniaFaceOffMovement.blogspot.com, I imagine you could probably find links to the others. But if you do a search for Face Off, and it's all about code, fight against code enforcement office, then you will find them in your locale, because this kind of stuff that you're hearing from a fellow in California, somebody in Florida, and somebody in Texas. Listen, I got news for you. In the 47 other states, and now I'm sounding like Barack Obama, the 47 other states, this stuff is happening as well, because it's a concerted effort to drive people off their land. This is all part of a larger agenda that's being played out right before our eyes, and we need to stand up and fight against this, because it truly is liberty versus slavery. This is what you're seeing take place here in this country, where we are supposed to be the land of the free. I got news for you. That's not the truth anymore. We are no longer the land of the free. We are the land of the brave, but we are no longer the land of the free. Kim, when we went to break, I had asked you about Bonehenge. So tell me about that, please.
Well, they started a Facebook page for me called Save Bonehenge West. That's phone with henge, H-E-N-G-E. I'm not that sophisticated and or well adapted on computers. I'm more of an outside guy.
Yeah, so
but anyways, we've got 10 kids, and some of them are pretty proficient, so they've set me up. if you go to that, there's a lot of things posted. A fellow just posted a movie that pretty much says it all. He encapsulated all of our problems into one little video. So that might behoove you to take a look at that.
Okay.
As far as obtaining attorneys and this and that, what happens is they get you over such a barrel that you're going to spend more on your attorneys than your property is even worth, and they know that. See, so that's a catch-22 they get you under. Most people that they're working on right now, they're barely making it. They're looking to buy two bales of hay for their horses. I've driven all over the high desert with a reporter. Her name's Mars. She did a crackerjack story just yesterday on LA Weekly. If you go to laweekly.com or up onto the internet, it would behoove you to check that out. She worked on it for 6 weeks, and it encapsulates everything that I'm trying to convey in my limited ability to do so in a quite concise manner.
Well, you know what? I took a look at that, Kim, and it was an excellent article, and it was just tragic to look at the faces of those people, and it's just pure evil what we're seeing happen in this country, and it's sad. It's
tragic. Well, you can go right around the close proximity to the brand new Antonovich Courthouse. The person that prosecuted me has his name up over the courthouse, Antonovich Courthouse. You can go all around there within 5 miles, and there's probably 5,000 houses that should be bulldozed that are substandard, that are just horribly in disrepair. But they're going out and they're attacking people way out on the outskirts that nobody knows about it. It's like a mole on your back that you cover up with your shirt. Nobody sees it, so you kind of forget about it. And that's how they operate. They're very sneaky. They're polishing their act. And they're going to move up the food chain sooner or later. They have a thing right now that we just saw yesterday on our driveway, a brand new truck that said the agricultural inspector, he's out nailing people on their weeds. And now they passed a new law. You have to have the weeds 100 feet from your house. It's going to cause some real bits of turmoil and money bringing into the county for that.
Well, I know I had read something somebody told me about. Somebody, I think down in Florida, got fined $4,000 for having his grass too high for 8 days.
I'm telling you, they're enacting them right now. We saw the truck yesterday.
Been
here 30 years, never saw it before.
May I add something to that?
Sure, go right ahead, Joe.
Here in El Paso, a city was $700,000. I had a friend call me last week. He was fuming about having received a citation from a residential code compliance inspector at a commercial property. A few days later, he finally showed me the citation, and I looked at it. My eyes popped out. On that citation was a violation for having a basketball hoop with supporting poles at your home. So now this is a violation in El Paso for kids that want to play basketball here in the summer.
I'm telling you, listen, everybody, you need to know who these people are that are doing this stuff. That's all I got to say. You need to realize who these people are who are implementing this agenda, because they know the difference between right and wrong. They may not know anything about United Nations Agenda 21, and their palm was greased, and they think, hey, that's okay. You know, I'm going to have a few extra bucks in my pocket this week. But in the end, they're going to be locked up in these concentration camps that they're creating, these new slave encampments here in this country, along with the rest of us. They're just useful idiots. And now we've got about 2 minutes before we go to break. I want to take Bob from California. Bob, are you still with us, please?
Maggie, yes, I'm here. I got a couple of quick things I would like to say. One of the things, since you're talking about the Agenda 21, is every time I get on a computer, on every single program, there's a little ad that says NEC, and it says Masters of Sustainability.
Yeah.
Well, the NEC means New England College, and how this little college can have enough money to put on every single program that I get on the computer is just astounding.
I'd like to ask about. Hey, Bob, hold on. We're going to keep you on. We've got to go to break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. That music is the cue. We're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hang in there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit. First of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And I am talking this morning with Kim Fahey, Shirley Pfister, and Joe Salas. They are all victims of code Nazis, and there are many more victims of code Nazis out there. And the organization they're involved with is called Face Off. F period, A period, C period, E period, off. It's Fight Against Code Enforcement Office. And those Nazis are running around the country. The brown shirts are back. And now they have the uniform of the code enforcement officers. And one of the websites you can find information is CaliforniaFaceOffMovement.blogspot.com. Please go there. And I wanted to mention, someone had actually emailed me this. And I just asked the network now while we were on break. One of the fellows who comes on with John Stadtmiller on his show on Mondays, I think he co-hosts with him, and his name is Ronald McDonald, and he had written a book called They Own It All, Including You. So someone emailed me about him yesterday, and I'm actually going to send the information out. They had written two specific points that he references, and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't recite them. But I think maybe that might be a worthwhile thing to listen on Mondays to John's show. I think his show is on at 5 o'clock Central Time. And this fellow, Ronald McDonald, they own it all, including you. So I got to get that book and find out what's, well, I already know what's going on and ain't nothing good.
Hey, Maggie, but, let me add one thing here. I just heard over the last few weeks that our commissioners are getting ready to vote to allow our code enforcement officers to have guns to go out to properties now.
Yeah, well, Now what?
They already have that here. That's called what the NAT team. It's called the NAT team, a nuisance abatement team. They come out in conjunction with the code enforcement officers, usually 7 to 10 of them. They're all dressed in black, and they have automatic rifles.
No. They're voting to allow the code enforcement.
I know what you get. They already got around that here by using the NAT team. I'm sure they'll get around to that, but they don't need them here now. They already have enforcement that goes out with them.
Yes.
With guns.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. Bob, are you still on the line with us?
Yes, I am, Maggie, and I'm glad that Mr. Fahey brought that up, because that was my other question. Is over here in my part of California, we have code Nazis, or whatever you want to call them. They're called the NAT team, the nuisance abatement team. They have black cars, just like SWAT teams do. They're dressed just like SWAT people are, and on the back of it, it says NAT instead of SWAT. So that's my question. Is there anybody else in the United States has this going on besides California?
Well, here in the code compliance paired with El Paso police officers. In fact, it happened to me. We were not here, and 9 officers showed up and helped themselves without a warrant, without anything to look around, have a tour of the property. They haven't been doing it as of late, but I'm sure it's still in the bowels of the machinery somewhere.
You know, I'd like to know if anybody's contacted the FBI about this, because I don't believe that they can legally do this. I don't care under what sort of authority they think they are, but this should go direct to the FBI.
Yeah, well, Bob, you know, the FBI now says that people, they're in line with the Department of Homeland Security and that Missouri militia memo that came out that claimed that returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan, well, they're potential domestic terrorists. And people who believe in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment or the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, or they are followers of Ron Paul or Pastor Baldwin, who ran for president back in 08. You know, well, anybody who follows all of them are domestic terrorists as well. And then they said people who call themselves sovereign citizens, well, they're domestic terrorists as well. So I don't know what kind of help you're going to get from these different departments that label people who believe in freedom and liberty as now we're potential domestic terrorists. So, I'm sure some of the people in there are decent law-abiding, constitution-loving individuals, but obviously when they come out with this kind of crap, these memos that label the American citizen as somehow they're a domestic terrorist, then there's something wrong with that picture, Bob.
Well, you know, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, the FBI and the federal people are the only ones that can be involved with the Patriot Act. The local ordinance people cannot do that. So they're actually taking the job of the FBI. And so that shouldn't be allowed, because the Patriot Act only covers federal. It doesn't cover local.
Well, I don't know, so I really can't respond to that. But I've got a couple other callers, Bob, so I'm going to thank you for calling in, Bob. I appreciate it. And keep listening. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to take Tom in Indiana. Tom, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Tom. What's going on with you today?
Well, I really don't know where to start, but as long as you are a United States citizen, then you're under any laws, ordinance, codes, anything that they have to say. If you became a national citizen or a state citizen, then codes are not enforced and ordinance are not enforced. I went through and done exactly that. And then I put into Secretary of State a bond that says that I'm under maritime law, and then I could put a lien on anyone that gives me any trouble. So actually, where I live at right now, they're kind of scared to death.
Well, I have to tell you that I'm really not aware of all of these. I don't know exactly what you mean by the difference between a United States citizen and a national citizen, and I admit ignorance when you're going down this whatever path you're going down. I'm not that familiar with all of these different from your reference point anyway. So go ahead.
A United States citizen means you're a slave to the government. a state citizen or a national citizen, you're sovereign.
Okay.
And for the guy that's going to prison, tell him to go on to CFR, look up CFR bond, and it'll bring up a government website. Time to do the bulk download. And then there will be a release from prison bond. And as long as you're bonded, you can release yourself from prison.
Well, I know. Well, you know what? Would you do me a favor? Would you send that to me? Would you email me? My email is right there. It's Maggie at the Unsolicited Opinion. But for everybody listening, you can go right on RBN's website and under the show host, and my link for my website and my email is right there. Would you email that information to me, and I'll be glad to forward it to Kim?
Sure. And when Kim signs this, he needs to sign it without recourse. That way they can't come back on him and say, hey, you're released only under these conditions. There will be no conditions when he signs it without recourse.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'll send you this information, Kim, when this gentleman sends it to me, because, you know, I'm not aware of these different things, but that does. Just because I'm not aware of them doesn't mean that, you know, it's
well,
not.
I'll be waiting to get my hands on it.
Yeah.
Okay, just remember, Secretary of State is your friend when you get out of the UCCs and all the commercial codes and everything. He is your friend. And that's
all
how
right.
Everything
I'll
is done.
I'll be waiting by the mailbox for that.
Yeah, please, Tom, do me a favor, will you? Because I'll email this stuff to you, Kim. Tom, do me a favor, would you, if you have time today, send that to me as soon as you can so I can forward it to Kim, please?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
It'll take me just a minute to get on there and get everything, and I'll send it right to you.
Okay, great.
You
I appreciate
it. If you're on the Facebook, you can send it to my Save Phone Hinge West. That'd be fine.
No, I'm kind of private that way. I don't.
Okay, well, whatever's best for you.
Well, email it to me if you would, please.
I sure will.
Okay, thanks, kiddo. I appreciate you listening very much, Tom. We got Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, are you there?
I turned in earlier at the beginning of the show, and it just made my blood boil when the caller phoned in and told about his 92-year-old neighbor, what happened to him.
I know it, doesn't it? Oh, it's just terrible. I know. I know, Werner. It's
I think sometimes, you know, if the communities start sticking together and it's been laid out to the neighbors, you know, what will be the end of the road if this trend continues, you know? And maybe, you know, about a basketball hoop there in the yard and people, they get fines and everything. Maybe the people should join forces and just symbolically march up to those offices and stand in front with baseball bats in their hand.
Oh, I think, Maggie, that maybe a new way of looking at some of this might be, because, I mean, it's quite obvious, I have all of the evidence to show discrimination. I mean, they're discriminating. They are being selective, and they're segregating people out on who they want to fine and who they don't. I believe if we make an issue big enough for this country to understand that discrimination, it hasn't gone anywhere. Yeah, in the 50s, it was against our black sisters and brothers. Now it's against everyone. And it's against the people who can't fight county government and state officials.
The point I want to make, I don't want to entice violence, but send symbolically the message. No?
Well, you know, do you remember that movie that Broderick Crawford was in, All the King's Men? Well, you know, and of course they were, he would be going around to the rural areas and giving his speeches and that stuff, and the people were standing out there with their torches and that, listening and that. So, you know, I don't know, but I think about that movie because he was up there talking about how you have a right to this and a right to that, and what we have a right to is be left alone in this country, and that we have an unalienable right to life, liberty, and property in the pursuit of happiness. And that's what's been forgotten here in this country. We have a government that forgot.
And if we don't stand up, we will lose our rights.
Oh, no doubt about it.
If we don't stand up, and most people don't, Maggie, most people don't have the energy. They get worn down. They get beat up. they get tired, and they don't have the mental capacity or the financial capacity to fight what the county and the state do to them. And they just give up, and the county and the state take what they should have never had.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's why our educational system, that's why getting to the youth is so critical, that they need to understand that they have been indoctrinated. And most of the kids today, I mean, they did a study, and half the kids coming out of high school and as well as college, more than half of them, no longer consider themselves citizens of the United States. They consider themselves global citizens. So the connection between any kind of understanding of what your history, including the founding fathers and the Declaration of Independence, has been lost on these kids. They have no clue because they're being indoctrinated to think of themselves as part of the collective and not as an individual. It's this whole community mantra, oh, it takes a community crap that's going on out there. And it takes individuals recognizing our unalienable rights, working together from that perspective, that will be prevail, I believe. I don't know. I could be entirely wrong. I don't know. This is just my opinion.
I agree with you. You're exactly right.
You know, so, Werner, was there anything else you wanted to add? Because I've got another caller.
About a year ago, I suggested here for our situation here in New Brunswick. And now over the last few years, people have been working together. They've been demonstrating against some issues the government wanted to ramrod through, and the government had to back off. And I came up with an idea about send them a boot mail. Take an old rubber boot, stick a message in, and then drive by the legislature and throw it on the lawn. You know, and when, like at a demonstration, maybe 400 or 500 people drive by on the lawn and throw all the boots with the message in the, stuck in the boot.
Yeah.
The legislature. This might get the attention of the media.
Well, you know, I don't know if the media.
Of media.
Yeah, yeah. Werner, I want to let you. Is it Werner or Werner? W or V?
It spells like a V.
Okay.
Listen. When you mentioned about the bylaws, you know, about having the lawn at a certain height and everything.
Yes.
And I read there about a year ago over there in Germany, there in Europe, they have a system where what they call netting, like in the countryside. You know, where they have all the farms and the farmland and so, they leave a buffer strip of about 8 feet. There is no mowing, no application of pesticides or anything to maintain the traditional vegetation and plant and animal life.
Okay.
So every so often one lawn along the street has the original vegetation on, what's wrong with it?
Well,
you know, basically, like in the cities and so, what is there still in of the natural vegetation left? And this gets my ire when I see those fellows coming out from the city, you know, try to enforce their bylaws out in the countryside, when the biggest offenses against environment and so are happened by in those cities.
Yeah. Listen, Werner, I'm screwing it up. I apologize. Listen, I'm going to let you go, though. I've got a couple other callers I want to take real quickly because we're running out of time here, kids. So I want to take Bill in Idaho real quick. Bill, what's your comment today?
Bless you, Maggie. Well, that you would be able to cause so much good in such a cloud of such dark and seemingly insurmountable evil. But your whole entire guest crew, as well as the callers, Werner, always, so many, coming up with excellent applications of correction. Tom called in, represents a very, very important non-communitarian component of a Christian response to communism, and that is a collective immunization process immediately mentally. You are the new media. You have been declared victors even by their best deck, who declared abject defeat publicly on the air less than 86 hours ago. And so necessarily, when Tom made that recommendation, it is that easy, and you do not want to miss the rebroadcast archives, that they can support the radio station and the New World Media response teams, the financial gains, by going to the website suggested, pulling the documentation, and asking a very good friend in your local area, probably your true constitutionally appropriate elder who knows the law as well as the Bible of that law,
okay,
so very well that they can cause that to happen in a short period of
Bill,
time.
Listen, we're going to break now. I want to thank you for calling. I hate to cut you off, but we've only got a couple minutes left before we're at the end of the game here today. Everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hang in there.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rod, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my guests today have been Kim Fahey, Shirley Pfister, and Joe Salas from California, Florida, and Texas. They are all being tortured and terrorized by the brown shirts, the jackbooted Nazis, and code enforcement. This is happening all over the country. Their group, Face Off, F period, A period, C period, E period, off, fight against code enforcement office. And there's one in every state. Here's one website, California Faceoff Movement.blogspot.com. Go there. You can find out information. Listen, I've got one more caller on the line. And Barry in California, you've got about 30 seconds. So please be succinct, if you would, please.
I'll make it real quick.
Okay.
Basically, because of the 14th Amendment, you're a 14th Amendment citizen. So you lose your right that God has given you, because you involuntarily gave your rights up in the Internal Revenue Code, a private citizen serving in a public office without proper lawful authority. All taxpayers under the Internal Revenue Code are considered public officers, and the public office is called a trade or business, and it is defined in the blah 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 code as functions of a public office. The only lawful elected public officers can lawfully execute the functions of a public office. And so, since they make you a public officer, you're impersonating, you're basically impersonating that person, and it's against the law. So they change your status without you even knowing it.
All right, well, do me a favor, because, go ahead, give the website out real quick.
SEDM.org, and it has a search engine in there, and just search about land and property, and it has all the codes and everything in there.
Sam Edward Dog Michael.org, is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Listen, I got to cut you off there, kiddo, because we're running out of time. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, Barry. Keep listening. I appreciate it. Listen, Kim, Shirley, Joe, we've only got another couple of minutes. Anybody, one final thought, like 30 seconds each, because we're running out of time there.
Yes, make sure that you post my email address, Maggie, on site, so that if anybody is willing to go out and help me, they can find me, because
Okay, Shirley, you got it. Kim,
saying no.
Okay. Kim, anything you'd like to add real quickly?
Oh, no, I've had my say. I'm happy.
Okay, thanks so much. Hey, Joe, how about you?
Thank you, Maggie, for the time. Thank you for what you're doing. And remember, the fight for freedom is never won. It's continually fought.
Yeah, you're right there. Isn't that the truth? Well, listen, I want to thank all three of you. Definitely, you can come back on anytime. Call in anytime. Because this information needs to be kept repeated, and repeated, so that people understand that this assault on these individuals and their property rights is not unique. It is being deliberately done. It is happening every day of the week all across the country. This is what we're seeing, people. This is the United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development in Action. These people's stories are being replicated all over. Listen, everybody, you've got to stick together. The time is now. It's not tomorrow. It is today. You must stick together. You must become involved. You need to find out what's going on. This is just the way it is. And everybody, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. Thanks for calling into the show. Hey, everybody, you know what? TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Central Time, I will be here. Sundays at noon Eastern Time on Micro 1650 a.m. Hey, everybody, you know what? You got to work together. You got to stick together. Better days are coming. I believe it, because we have people like Kim, Shirley, and Joe who are standing up for the truth and speaking out against what is happening in this country. Listen, chin up. The sun will come up tomorrow. Hang in there. I'll be back. Sunday noon Eastern Time, Micro 1650 a.m. Hang out. Hang in, everybody. Chin up.
Beyond the rain.
Ever climbing as the dollar. Gold ever climbing.